Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today, and we have a special guest, of course, on the usually on the first weekend of the month. We have Bishop Bradley here. Bishop Bradley, welcome.
Good morning, Deacon Louis. Good morning to all of our listeners today. Happy Sunday.
And it's good to have you here. We also have Vicki Cessna. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And she's the Director of Communications down here at the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, coming back to the Catholic Church, you've got questions or concerns about the Church, feel free to get on the website, which is diokzoo.org, the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, and there's plenty of links on there. There's updates. You can also visit a parish, local parish, here in southwestern Michigan. All of the parishes are there to help you, deacons, priests, religious, who are willing to help you and guide you in your questions either back into the church or into the church. So feel free to do that. So we're going to do today, as we usually do, Liturgy of the Word. So we read all of the scripture readings that are read in Catholic churches throughout the world, same readings everywhere. And then if you want to enjoy Liturgy of the Eucharist, receiving Holy Communion, you need to go to Mass. So we just do one half of the Mass in a certain way here when we do Liturgy of the Word. And then Bishop Bradley will give us his thoughts on the scripture readings for this day. So our first reading today, and this is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, our first reading is from Exodus. And it's Exodus 16, 2 through 4, and then 12 through 15. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them in the evening twilight, you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God." In the evening quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning the dew laid all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes of hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm is Psalm 78. The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
What we have heard and know, and what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generation to come, the glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength, and the wonders that he wrought.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
He commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained manna upon them for food and gave them heavenly bread.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
Man ate the bread of angels, food he sent them in abundance, and he brought them to his holy land, to the mountains his right hand had won.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
Our second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 17, 20 to 24. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. That is not how you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And today's reading from the Gospel is from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, 24th through 35th verses. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So welcome, Bishop Bradley. It's good to have you here, and we have some awesome readings that we can talk about today, or anything else that's going on in the diocese that we could talk about. So,
well, thanks, Deacon Louie. It's really good to be here with you, and of course joined by Vicki Sesta, and greetings once again to all of those who are listening to us on this Sunday morning. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that it's August already?
Yes.
August has, we're just in the first days of August, but still, these months are just flying by. And as somebody said, why is it that winter months go by so slowly, but summer months seem to just go quickly? Back to school sales are already, commercials are on TV, and all the getting ready for the fall. It's just hard to believe.
And more people, it seems, start coming to church too. Summertime is kind of a slow time, you know.
Well, of course, here in our diocese, we have the advantage of having such an influx of visitors that come to spend time at the lakes and beautiful lakes, the Big Lake and all the other lakes. And so I think many of our parishes that are nearby lakes do experience an influx during these months. So that's always a beautiful thing to see people taking time on their vacation to come to Mass. But interesting that, you know, as we're in these early days of August and the second half now of summertime, that the readings focus on sustenance, food. You know, how many times, do we spend some time just liking to grill out and have our hot dogs and hamburgers or take picnic lunches here and there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was last Sunday that we heard about that huge picnic that took place on the hillside in Galilee when Jesus had these thousands of people that were drawn to him. And his question when he saw these crowds was, how are we going to take care of them? I'm going to speak to them, and that's dealing with their spiritual needs, but what about their, they're going to be hungry. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And of course, the powerful miracles, the multiplication of the loaves and fishes that we heard about last Sunday. So you talk about a picnic.
Yes.
And a really wonderful time. But it was a powerful sign for the people. And so the gospel that we just heard from the Gospel of John continues that theme, of course. And so the people, once they realized Jesus was gone, was saying, well, where did he go? And mm-hmm. When they realized that his boats were gone, they got around to the other side of the lake themselves so that they could find him. And that's where, of course, the gospel picks up today. So the conversation is about the signs, the powerful sign, because everyone knew that was something miraculous that took place, mm-hmm. that from 5 loaves and 2 fish, they were able to feed thousands and thousands of people and have much left over. So they wanted to pursue and see, well, how can Jesus continue to work these signs? Interestingly, you know, they themselves make reference to what we heard in the first reading, which you read for us from the book of Exodus, how, you know, there was a kind of a miraculous situation that took place there as well. And the people had left Egypt, that place of slavery where they had lived for generations. And that was a terrible, terrible life for them. They were enslaved. They had to work hard. Their lives were dictated by the Egyptians who just, you know, treated them certainly not very compassionately and very, very poorly. So eventually, Moses leads them away from that into freedom. But once they get out into the desert, they realize, well, wait a minute now. Yes, we're no longer slaves, but we have no food. Mm-hmm. At least when we were in Egypt, as we heard them say, we had our flesh pots there, that we always had food. Now what? What are we going to do? And so there was this grumbling that began to take place against Moses, and obviously ultimately against God. And so the miracle of the manna that took place, that somehow God miraculously provided this, what was called, they didn't know what it was. That's why they said, what is this? And they called it manna. Mm-hmm. And so God was providing for their physical needs by providing bread. Well, as we notice in the reading, there's several verses that are missing between the first part of the reading and the second part of the reading. And, you know, it's funny in a sense, but it's sad because it's human nature. You know, so the people had bread. Now they started, after a while of having bread, was this all we're going to have? Is it bread? So they started grumbling again against Moses and God. And so God provided the quail that would come up. So in the morning they would have the bread, in the evening the quail would come, and they'd at least have some meat. You know, it's that whole idea that we're never satisfied, you know? So they weren't satisfied when they were in slavery and they wanted to be free. Once they were free, they weren't satisfied because now they didn't have food. Mm-hmm. Then when they had food, they weren't satisfied because it wasn't the right kind of food, you know? So we can only kind of laugh in a sense, but we're laughing at ourselves because, I mean, that's really exactly what we do. You know, we need to come to realize what's important. What is it that really satisfies us? And that's what Jesus, I think, was saying back to the people that had followed him around the lake and said, well, show us some more signs. And Jesus said to them in a powerful way, I'm the sign. Mm-hmm. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Jesus is the source of all our blessings. Jesus is the one. Now, he's not going to put food on our tables, and he's not going to put money in our banks, and he's not going to put gas in our cars, but he provides for us what is most important, that which really satisfies us. And I think that's what we come to Mass for. That's what we listen to God's Word to be reminded about. And hopefully, that's what gives us the ability to keep trying to, you know, live our lives in the way that God calls us to live them.
Awesome. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program, and we're visiting with Bishop Paul Bradley, who is the Bishop of Kalamazoo, Bishop of all of southwestern Michigan. We're going over the scripture readings for today, it's good to have you here, Bishop, and Vicki, it's good to have you here as well, and hopefully we'll be able to touch on a few things. But anything else? I mean, it's some great readings that are constantly building up throughout this month, which is all pointing towards the Eucharist,
I think we all know, for those of us that are more than just passingly familiar with the scriptures, the sixth chapter of St. John is a powerful chapter, and it's a long chapter. And it's the one that all the other gospel writers, the synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all have an account about the Last Supper. St. John, the Last Supper, in when we can trace back the beginnings of the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. St. John doesn't do that. Mm. St. John does cover the Last Supper, but the only thing that he talks about at the Last Supper is the washing of the feet. Mm. And then his Jesus's very long farewell discourse that goes on for several chapters in the Gospel of John. So what Jesus, for John, the focus of the Last Supper is Jesus's command to love, and that's to be put into practice through service, through washing one another's feet, through being concerned for the needs of others. Where we trace back the beginnings of the Eucharist is in John's Gospel, is here in this sixth chapter.
Yeah.
And so, we heard it practically at the end of the gospel passage today. I am the bread of life. Now, that chapter will go on, and that's what we hear for the next several Sundays throughout all of August. We'll keep hearing from the Gospel of John. So this teaching of Jesus on the bread of life and how he is that which satisfies all our needs. He is the source of all of our blessings through the Eucharist. That's what we're hearing beginning today. Last week with the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, which then carries through today and the rest of the Sundays.
You know, and he's kind of slowly bringing us along, you know, even with the Old Testament readings being this foreshadowing of the Eucharist and the foreshadowing of all these great miracles. Jesus is slowly bringing us along to this final chapter towards the end of the month. But just as for today, and what I noticed last week was the few things that Jesus told them to do, and then the miracle happening when he says he gave thanks. Jesus gave thanks, and they distributed the loaves to the people. And to me, it was just like, wow. Gratitude, right? And thanksgiving. And that word thanksgiving, Eucharist, and isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, right, as Christians, giving thanks? Mm-hmm. Vicki, any thoughts or comments?
Oh, sure. I think that especially in the reading that St. Paul of the Ephesians that I had the opportunity to read, I think there's this running theme of stop being in this world, and as Bishop was saying, no one's satisfied, so it's always that nod to spiritual nourishment. It should be at everybody's, you know, goal, I guess. And so there's this interesting, even Paul telling them, you know, get out of your own head.
Amen. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, stop focusing on your own wants and needs, which is a great reminder. for all of us.
Well, and how he talks there about putting away the old self, putting on the new person. And how do we become that new person? It's in our relationship with Jesus.
And that ultimate thing of putting on the image of God, putting on that image of God that other people can see, so we can offer that hope.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's, you know, so far, I think we've talked a lot about human nature and that we have a tendency to be always looking, well, what am I going to get? Or what are you going to give me, God? Or, you know, you know what my needs are. When are you going to fill up my needs? But it's, you know, I think what Jesus is saying in the gospel is when the people said, so what sign are you going to do for us? What can you accomplish? And Jesus said to them in response, well, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one that he sent. So it comes down to it's faith. It's in whom do we place our trust, and where do we place our faith? And it's got to be in God. I mean, we know the reality is that there's a lot of other places that maybe we do place our trust and hedge our bets and hold on to the various other forces and powers in the world around us, whether it's money or popularity or pleasure or whatever those things happen to be. But Jesus says, no, you got to believe in you got to look at the work of God, do the work of God, and that's believing in me. And then once we do that, then those works translate into what we even call the spiritual, corporal works of mercy. It's taking, because Jesus gives us the strength or gives us the wherewithal to be able to, through him, to be the source of our food, be our food and therefore to be our nourishment, so that we can do the works of God. We can do those corporal, spiritual works of mercy, which is reaching out to others, which is what St. John is going to highlight at the Last Supper with the washing of the feet.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah, and I think it's kind of this, you know, Jesus, very forceful too, says, you know, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven.
Exactly.
Moses didn't do this for you.
Right.
You know, God did this.
Mm.
And just as I stand before you, you know, I am the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And can we do that? Can we be that bread for other people? But that's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding people's just the start.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, kind of that's what we do in our society today. Okay, we feed you, we put you in a house, we do this and that and the other thing, but we never give you the real food, which is God. The real freedom, which only comes from God, only comes from Jesus. And in a certain way, in a very powerful way, as we see later on in the gospel, through the Eucharist, this heavenly food.
Now, you know, at this point in our reflections, I think we're still focused on the fact that Jesus is calling us to receive the gifts that he wants us to have, which is the relationship with him, and put that work into practice in the ways we reach out to others. And so, you know, one of the things, I mean, it may not be too early to talk about yet, but in the fall, those who participated in the Kalamazoo United event, you know, a year ago, where we had a wonderful gathering of people of various denominations, Protestants and Catholics, joined together at Wing Stadium to, in a common way, to say, we are giving praise and glory to Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. This year, in the fall, there's going to be a follow-up that is not going to bring people together to give praise and glory to Jesus through that kind of a gathering, but rather to invite people to go out in loving service to others. So it's going to really focus on this particular way that we show our belief in Jesus, and it's by reaching out to help those that are in need. So it's going to be a wonderful expression, again, of our Christian unity in spite of the divisions that we know still exist among us. that we focus on this aspect of what it means for us to be believers in Jesus, and that's to do his work, to reach out to others.
Right. I think that's awesome. And so much of that, as you know, Ephesians talked about that a couple of weeks ago, bringing down these partitions, and that's what Jesus wants us to do, mm-hmm. coming together to work as the body of Christ, but also recognizing the beauty of the church, mm-hmm. the beauty of the church as well. Vicki, any thoughts? We've got about 4 minutes left. Any other thoughts on, you know, things that are going on in the diocese too as well? As anything, go right ahead.
Sure, Bishop mentioned the Kalamazoo United. It's the Kalamazoo United Day of Service, which will be in October, and you can find out more on KalamazooIsUnited.com. But that is going to be a wonderful time for hopefully close to 500 people to come together and go out within the community of Kalamazoo and help in a variety of ways, whether that's raking leaves or visiting the elderly or just simply walking through neighborhoods praying.
Right.
There'll be something for everybody. So
being of service.
Absolutely.
And being visible.
Mm-hmm.
The little catchy way of referring to that is kudos.
Kudos.
Yes.
Yeah. Kalamazoo United Day of Service.
That is awesome. Anything else that's going on in the diocese? And of course, you can always go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. We've got RCIA classes that are starting soon.
Oh, sure.
Parishes throughout our diocese. So if you're interested in the Catholic Church, say you just want to learn about the church. Doesn't mean you need to enter the church, you know, right away. You can decide. You can go to these RCIA classes, which is the Rite of Christian Initiation. You can go to those classes, no obligation. Have some coffee. Have a few cookies. Listen to some good teachings of the church. And then in the springtime, when people usually come into the church, are baptized, or receive the sacraments, you can decide then. Mm-hmm. You can decide then. Or you can wait another year. We invite that. We invite that.
You know, I was attending a parish celebration a week or so ago, and it was an anniversary of the parish, and they were 130 years old. But they were giving prizes for the most recently baptized person, which you would expect would have been a baby or a little child.
Sure.
Turned out to be a 90-year-old man.
Wow.
Who just last year had gone through the RCIA, had come to Mass with his wife for a long, long time, just never took that step. But at 90 years old, was baptized and entered into the church. So to your point,
yes.
there's never a wrong time to do it.
It's never too late. So we got about another minute, 15
seconds.
Well,
I would just focus on the, you know, Jesus talks about, you know, the food that endures, mm-hmm. and the word that he uses is perishable, imperishable. So much of what we focus on is perishable. You know, all of whether it's food, you know, that goes bad in your refrigerator because you haven't used it, mm-hmm. or you know, other things that are passing, you know, that we place our faith and trust in passing things that they're not going to endure. What is it that endures? It's Jesus, for one thing. It's faith. It's the love that we share with those that are closest to us in our lives. Those are the qualities that endure. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's imperishable, the love of God for us. It's unconditional, and that's what we're called to try to live in our own lives. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thought for this August Sunday.
Bishop, could you give us your blessing, please?
Absolutely. As we go forth, we ask the Lord to bless us, to keep us always close to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Bradley. Thank
you're welcome.
You, Vicki.
Thank you, Deacon Louis.
God bless you all. We love you.
Amen.